Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing the Thai BL drama series Chanlatie, episode 9. This episode, I have to say, is my favorite so far, in many, many ways. It actually kind of made up for the fact that the last 8 episodes, in fact, all but this one, have really, basically, sucked brick, to put it nicely, in Anna's opinion. The reason I liked this episode was because it involved Tanhan and Chanlatie. Tanhan had been getting his picture had leaked onto Facebook that showed that he was in a relationship with Chanlatie. He decided to go off one night just by himself. He would not respond to Chanlatie's texts, and Chanlatie spent the night thinking that basically their relationship was over because Tanhan couldn't handle people's public opinions. And so decided he was going to go back home. His friend, Ping, I think is her name, she's super cool, told him, you know, your mom would want you to stay in school and finish your quiz that you have coming up, because if you don't, it's not going to be good for your college degree. And so she talked Chanlatie into staying, taking his quiz. And then the other guy who was going to date Chanlatie, should Tanhan not date him, asked if he could take Chanlatie to go look for Tanhan. He said, you know, I have a fast vehicle. We can go look for Tanhan, see what's going on. At that point, they're at the college, and Tanhan pulls up. And this is where I think a pivotal moment occurs. And not because they have this nice hug in the movie. Okay, quite frankly, that really is not a very important, honest opinion. But because Tanhan comes up on his motorcycle, and Chanlatie goes to see him, and he says, you know, Chanlatie, I bought ice cream, I bought rice, I bought food, so we've got food. And Chanlatie's like, I really don't care about the food, I'm just glad you're back. Because he really thought their relationship had ended because Tanhan was not responding to his calls. And so Tanhan and Chanlatie hug, they're on the campus, some people are watching, and Chanlatie tries to step back from the hug because he's trying to save face for Tanhan, so Tanhan doesn't have people looking and seeing that he's hugging Chanlatie. Instead of backing away, Tanhan actually continues to give Chanlatie a hug, in spite of the fact that everybody's watching on campus, and there's quite a few people gathered. It's at this point that his horrible ex-girlfriend, who I just want to put in a little moment here that says, I would really like a BL drama that does not have toxic female characters in it. I'm just saying, whether you're talking about, Bad Romance, or, you know, what's the other one with Korn and Nocht? I can't remember its name. But anyway, the first one with Korn and Nocht, but the horrible, horrible girlfriend. I mean, I haven't watched that whole series. Okay, I'll be the first to admit, because there's parts of that series I do not like. But I have watched some of the lighter episodes, and I'm really tired of there being such toxic and nonsensical women shown in BL. I mean, no offense. And I get that we're trying to put across the point that, of course, Tanhan's going to be with Chanlatie because his option is the toxic, nonsensical woman. But really, do we have to go to that length? I mean, I'm not trying to be weird here, but as a woman who really does enjoy a good BL drama series, I can honestly say it's rather off-putting to have to watch an extremely toxic, nonsensical woman. Because I'm not saying that there aren't toxic, nonsensical women out there, don't get me wrong. But to make it so that, like, almost every BL series does not have a good character for females. I mean, no offense, but this really isn't what we want to be endorsing, especially since most BLs are watched by women. I mean, no offense here, but GMTV, if you're listening, might want to keep that in consideration. Anyway, so moving on. When Tanhan's ex-girlfriend finds out that Tanhan and Chanlatie are there hugging on campus, and I'm sorry, I'm having asthma problems, so my voice is a little weird tonight. But anyway, she decides that she is going to cause a ruckus and starts name-calling and basically cat-calling out in the middle of the public audience about how inappropriate and wrong it is that Tonhan and Chonlati are together. And she uses language that, quite frankly, does not bear repeating, so it's not going to be repeated on this audio. But anyway, and at the end of the day, I and Nai come up and they say, you know, this isn't a problem, but your behavior is a problem. So if you want to talk about something that's wrong or dislikable, why don't you look at yourself? And basically, she's kind of off-putted, along with there's another guy who basically tried to rape Chonlati a few episodes before, and he's now mad at Tonhan's ex-girlfriend, who he's been in cahoots with, because she has bad-mouthed homosexuals, and he is a homosexual. I do not like his character either, so I'm not saying I'm lauding him for not liking her. It's just that they've parted ways now. And then we continue on with the story, and Tonhan and Chonlati's relationship is going pretty well. Everything's smooth, everything's good. His sister finds out that Tonhan is dating Chonlati, and she actually comes to visit. And I really appreciated her reaction to the whole situation. She walks in, and Tonhan and Chonlati are hugging, and she sits there, and she's a little surprised, but she talks to them, and she says, you know, I saw these pictures because somebody decided to drop these at Mom and Dad and my house, and I decided to come visit you and make sure that Mom and Dad didn't see these pictures, Tonhan, because we both know what they would have done if they'd have seen these pictures of basically just Tonhan and Chonlati sitting together, swinging together. Nothing inappropriate is in those pictures, but you would have known that they were a couple. As the conversation continues, she says, you know, this isn't about, you know, you liking guys or not liking girls. This is about you liking Chonlati because you guys have a history together and you have a relationship that's been built over years. And, you know, that I can totally understand. And I really like how she mentions this to Tonhan. Like, she's just like the older sister that's like, yeah, this makes sense. Chonlati would be a much better fit for you than basically anyone you've dated before, brother. No offense, but she does have some very valid points. Now, there are many people in the BL community who do not like Thai movies and bring up the fact that the main characters are not dating someone based on their gender, and a lot of people with BL drama have a problem with this. I personally like the Thai films because of this fact, not because I'm trying to start an epic BL war here, but simply because I'm saying if you like someone because of their personhood, that makes a lot more sense than liking them simply because you're a guy and they're a guy. That's just liking them because they happen to be a guy, which is a really lame reason. It's the same kind of lame reason that, you know, if a straight couple likes someone because that person was also straight, that would be a lame reason as well. If you like them because of character, because of similar interests, that seems like a good reason and a good foundation to possibly build a relationship in. And again, not trying to get into a huge war here, simply pointing out that that is one of the reasons Anna enjoys Thai films, is because it's not about, you know, being gay or being straight or, you know, any of that. It's about people liking people's company because of similar interests and because of character traits, which seems like a much better reason than a lot of reasons to like people. As the story progresses, you find out that Tonhan's sister, who has been having a great deal of trouble with her husband and their relationship, finally figures out that her husband just has trouble relating to her. And I really like how they have a moment where they actually talk about their fears and their problems. And I have to say, although not kid-friendly, it made me almost fall off the couch laughing when they were envisioning them flirting with each other. I don't know why. I just found it absolutely hilarious, which I probably shouldn't, but it was very funny. But again, might want to have the kiddies out of the room for that one. That's all I'm saying. As the story progresses, I know I keep saying that, the episode continues with Tonhan's ex-girlfriend continually trying to cause trouble. And again, this is so over the top, it's not really even believable, because if she is trying to get Tonhan back, then her behavior would be like the exact opposite of someone who would be trying to get someone back. The other thing is, if she is trying to just do V for Vendetta kind of thing, then really it's not pointful either, because it's just really harming her. It's not really affecting any difference in Tan Han and Chan Liti's relationship. There is a scene where Tan Han takes Chan Liti out to a restaurant, and Tan Han's ex-girlfriend happens to be there, and basically says to Chan Liti, you know, he's only dating you because he's looking for a substitute for me. And Chan Liti looks at her and goes, well, I really don't care why you think he's dating me, but, you know, I would be a much better person to be with simply because I have character and you don't. And, you know, I did think that was kind of funny. At the end of the scene, there is a poignant moment where Tan Han does tell Chan that he goes, I'm not dating you because I'm trying to replace my ex-girlfriend who's from the pit of hell. He doesn't say that, I do. But I'm dating you because I've been looking for someone who's like you for a very long time, and now I finally found it, and why on earth wouldn't I date you? And so that's kind of how they close out that moment. And so Tan Han lets Chan Liti know that he's not dating Chan Liti because he's trying to either get back at his girlfriend or, you know, just replace her with somebody else. And so I think that's good because Chan Liti would have worries about that, personally, I think, from watching him in this show. And I really like how, as he develops as a person, he also kind of develops a bit of a backbone, a bit of moxie, where he doesn't put up with people just running over him like he did at the beginning of this series. It is especially important at the end of this episode where Tan Han decides to go to a class party with Ai and Nai. This was a bad decision for many different reasons, which I'm not going into, but let's just say it wasn't a good choice. He also does not take Chan Liti with him, which, again, bad decision. And he ends up kissing his ex-girlfriend as kind of a bet to prove that he doesn't like her, which, again, this does not make any logical sense, and I'm not even going to try to explain it, because we are dealing with Tan Han, and Tan Han is kind of like a Gaston, okay? I don't mean another, I mean, if you're familiar with Beauty and the Beast, you'll know what I'm talking about. He's more likable than Gaston. I have to say, this episode, he was a much better person than I thought he would be. But he's still, at the end of the day, kind of a Gaston. And when Chan Liti is sent a video showing the ex-girlfriend kissing Tan Han, he completely loses it. And for good reason. He sits there with Miriam. He ends up going up to his room, packing up his stuff, and leaving. And he asks Miriam if she could do one thing for him. And that one thing is when Tan Han shows back up, kind of drunk, with both Ai and Nai, she punches Tan Han in the face and says, "You're a stupid idiot." And Chan Liti is gone because you decided to do something really bad form. And she shows him the video. And Tan Han says, "Oh, this was a misunderstanding. That's all this is." And she says, "Well, Chan Liti's gone, and he's not here to explain this misunderstanding too." And then Tan Han decides to get on his motorcycle and go to Chan Liti's house, which is outside of Bangkok. He ends up meeting Chan Liti's mom, who knows that something's wrong, but she doesn't know what's wrong. And he goes up to Chan Liti's room to try to talk to him, and he will not open the door. He ends up bloodying his knuckles on the door trying to knock, and takes a picture of that and says, "Chan Liti, can we please talk?" And Chan Liti still will not respond because he's like, "You kissed somebody who you said you didn't like at all. And what am I supposed to think about this with our relationship?" He then goes down to Chan Liti's mom. And again, I love Chan Liti's mom. She's one of the coolest characters I've ever seen in film. Just want to give her a shout out. As toxic as Tan Han's ex-girlfriend is, Chan Liti's mom is super awesome. So there we go. But she sits there with Tan Han and she says, "You know, Chan Liti is a very kind and sweet person. But Chan Liti also has a very definite sense of justice. And he also has a very solid sense of character. And if you have done something that has made him doubt your character, he's not going to just sit there and think it's a misunderstanding." And she looks at him and she goes, "Was it a misunderstanding or did you really do something wrong? Because if you did something wrong, you probably just need to apologize instead of sitting there saying it was a misunderstanding." And so Tan Han goes outside and he stands near Chanlati's balcony, and he starts throwing paper airplanes that say it was a misunderstanding. And then they develop into, I'm sorry. And then they kind of keep developing. And Chanlati wakes up because he's put earphones in his ears to go to sleep. And he wakes up the next morning surrounded by all these paper airplanes. He puts all the paper airplanes in a trash can and throws them off the balcony back at Tanhan. Not like he's using physical force, just dumping them. And Tanhan says, before you leave, let me just explain, this was a misunderstanding. And Chanlati looks at him, and then he dumps the entire waste can and all off the balcony and shuts the door. And then Tanhan is just left sitting there going, oh shoot. This is, I think, one of those moments where it's like, this wasn't really a misunderstanding. Yeah, it was a situation that went completely awry, but it really was a wrongdoing, because Tanhan shouldn't have been kissing his ex-girlfriend. I mean, that's not a good thing to do in any type of book. So, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, and I really didn't quite get the scene at all, because it was one of those things that lacked entirely linearity, but it did happen in this episode, and I really think Chanlati handled it pretty well. I mean, considering what happened and what he was left to believe, he had to believe that it was not a good thing, that Tanhan probably did want to be with his ex-girlfriend, or why would he have been kissing her at a party? I mean, it's just something that, you know, maybe taken out of context, yeah, but given the information at hand, it really did make a lot of sense that it probably wasn't, you know, what it was, what it appeared. And with what Tanhan had already done before, Chanlati, I think, was absolutely right in what he believed. I'm really looking forward to the next episode, which involves Tanhan, Chanlati, and Tanhan's parents, who find out that Tanhan and Chanlati are together. I think actually Tanhan is going to do the right thing, and I really am going to enjoy watching him get thrown a bucket of water here in the next episode as he tries to apologize yet again to Chanlati, and Chanlati's like, you know. And it's not, I think, that Chanlati wants him to grovel, it's just that Chanlati wants him to say, I have screwed up, rather than this was a misunderstanding. Because, you know, even if it was something that got out of hand, it was still a wrong against Chanlati. It's not something that you can sit there and go, oh, I didn't mean to kiss my ex-girlfriend. I mean, that's kind of awkward, huh? But anyway, that is my review of Tanhan Chanlati episode 9. Check it at the round table. Bye!